WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
You may recall the wildfires of just a couple of weeks ago occurring in California, especially in San Diego County. Several news outlets had some spectacular video of fire tornadoes. These are more commonly known as fire whirls, but may also be known by names such as fire devils, fire tornadoes, or fire nados. A fire whirl is a whirlwind induced by a fire and often made up of flame. Fire whirls occur when intense rising heat, often superheated air, and turbulent wind conditions with wildfires combine to form whirling eddies of air. These eddies can tighten into a tornado-like structure that pulls in burning debris and combustible gases. Rarely, however, do fire whirls become actual tornadoes, that is, violently rotating columns of air connecting a cumuliform cloud base to the ground, since they basically have their origins at the ground, much like dust devils. A fire whirl consists of a central core, the part that is actually on fire, and a nearly invisible pocket of rotating air that feeds fresh oxygen into the core. The core of a typical fire whirl is usually skinny, on the order of 1 to 3 feet wide and 50 to 100 feet tall. Under the right conditions, fire whirls can grow to several tens of feet wide and more than 1,000 feet tall. For some spectacular video, search Outback Australia Fire Tornado on YouTube. The temperature inside the core of a fire whirl can reach up to 2,000 degrees, hot enough to potentially reignite material sucked up from the ground. Often fire whirls are created when a wildfire or firestorm creates its own wind, which can turn into a spinning vortex of flame. Combustible carbon-rich gases released by burning vegetation on the ground are fuel for most fire whirls. When sucked up by a whirl of air, this unburned gas travels up the core until it reaches a region where there is enough fresh heated oxygen to set it ablaze. This causes the tall and skinny appearance of a fire whirl's core. Real-world fire whirls usually move fairly slowly. Fire whirls can set objects in their paths ablaze and can hurl burning debris out into their surroundings. The wind generated by a fire whirl can also be dangerous. Large fire whirls can generate wind speeds of more than 100 miles an hour, strong enough to knock down trees. Fire whirls can last just a few minutes, or in some cases, upwards to an hour. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.